Yo, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Ballin' with Tyler Time. Today, we're going to be talking about some more baseball, because we coming up pretty much 2 weeks left of baseball, and it's a bittersweet ending, which is really sad. More importantly, because we talked about the MVP race last week, we're getting the Cy Young race. Really kind of getting it down to its core here. We got, like I said, a couple weeks left of baseball. Really, there's only a couple clear guys left to win in these categories. So starting off in the American League for the Cy Young Award, this is for the best pitcher, given to the best pitcher in each league. For the American League, it's just pretty crazy what Justin Verlander is doing at his age, which is just insane. But yeah, 25 first place votes in the DraftKings odds is under 400. So he's clearly obviously the favorite, but yeah. 39 years old. He leads MLB in ERA with a 1.78 and WHIP at 0.83, and opponent's batting average is 185. 39 years old. 39. Not mid-20s, not in his prime, like 30. No, almost 40. Almost in his 40s, and he's leading MLB in three of the most, probably the most important categories for a pitcher. Next on the list is Dylan Cease of the White Sox. Four first place votes. Showing no signs of slowing down in September, Cease has recorded a 1.35 ERA over his past 21 starts. He ranks second in the AL behind Verlander in ERA, 2.13, and is second to Gerrit Cole in strikeouts, 217. So not just negating runs, but also striking out a lot of batters. Dude's absolutely dealing, and obviously should be in consideration. But I think, looking at Verlander, 39 years old, like again, is just... he's just shoving, and it's absolutely crazy. Next on the list is Shane McClanahan of the Tampa Bay Rays. Two first-place votes. McClanahan finished the first half with a sparkling 1.71 ERA, but has faded since the All-Star break, 3.94 ERA, while dealing with injuries. After returning from a left shoulder impingement to toss five scoreless innings on September 15th, McClanahan allowed five runs against the Astros on Tuesday before exiting with neck tightness. Okay. Next, we have Framber Valdez of the Astros. One first-place vote. Verlander may be the Cy Young favorite, but Valdez shouldn't be overlooked. Oh, yeah, let me remind you, they're teammates as well. The ground ball specialist made history with his 25th consecutive quality start on Sunday against the A's, breaking Jacob deGrom's record, and that is no easy feat to do. And he has a 2.57 ERA over an American League-leading 185 and two-third innings pitched. Pitching a lot of innings, still negating a lot of runs, getting it done. And last on the list is Alex Manoah of the Toronto Blue Jays. One first place vote. How consistent has Manoah been? He has allowed more than three runs only four times in 29 starts, and his ERA hasn't climbed above 2.71 all year. The 24-year-old owns a 2.40 ERA with 168 strikeouts in the season and is only two innings behind Valdez for the American League lead. Okay, so that's pretty incredible. Five guys having some pretty awesome seasons right there. Now, moving on to the National League, I think, same with the American League, I really think Verlander does have it in the bag. And then same with the National League, who's going to be in first is Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins. 31 first place votes. I just think for what he's doing this year, and I'll read it to you here, why he's, I think, just a clear favorite. It's not really close, but obviously you will hear shortly why. That is my opinion. So, yeah. So last start got a little dicey when the righty allowed 16 earned runs over 22 and two-third innings in a four-start span from August 21st to September 8th. So had a little struggle there, but he reaffirmed his standing as the NL Cy Young frontrunner last week after holding the Phillies to two runs over seven innings on September 13th. Alcantara went the distance for the fifth time this season in a 3-1 win over the Nationals on Sunday. While Alcantara ranks second in the NL in ERA 2.37 behind Julio Urias at 2.27, he has thrown 54 more innings than the Dodgers lefty and 25 and one-third more than the next closest NL pitcher, who is Miles Michaelis with 187 and one-third innings pitched. And he's had five complete games this year. Five complete game shutouts, I think, is what it is. And you're going to hear me typing kind of like Sandy Alcantara, five complete game shutouts this year. I think that is the case. Here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, so here we go. Alcantara showcased why he's a frontrunner for that award while notching his fifth complete game, more than any single team in the majors this season. And in that game, Alcantara struck out 7 and needed only 103 pitches to go the distance in a clinical effort that his teammates talking hardware afterwards. So 5 complete games this year. Not shutouts. That five complete game shutouts would be absolutely crazy. But 5 complete games, dude, it's pretty incredible. So I think that really is why I think he's my favorite. Because 5 complete game shutouts, you just don't see pitchers do that anymore. And give up as low as runs of him as much as he does. So it's pretty... It really is incredible. Next on the list is Max Fried of the Atlanta Braves. Fried quietly owns MLB's highest ERA plus with 160 since the beginning of 2020. He had a 164 in 2022. And he has taken a step forward this season with a career best 5.13 strikeout to walk ratio and 2.79 FIP. What is FIP? We're going to look that up. What is FIP? FIP MLB. What is that? Fielding independent pitching. So FIP is similar to ERA, but it focuses solely on the events a pitcher has the most control over. Strikeouts, unintentional walks, hit by pitches. So basically, just scenarios. Game time scenarios, and he has a very good number at that. The Braves left-hander didn't receive any first place votes, but he got enough support to finish in second. He should. He's very good. Next on the list is Julio Urias, who did pitch last night in the Diamondbacks-Dodgers last game. The last matchup, the last season, regular season matchup of the two teams, and they ended up winning 3-2 on a walk-off for Mookie Betts, but Urias only gave up one run through like 5 2/3 innings pitched, but he got 2 first-place votes. Urias has emerged as a Dodgers ace during a year when the team lost Walker Buehler to Tommy John surgery, and also has been without Clayton Kershaw, Tony Gonsolin, Andrew Heaney, and Dustin May for long stretches. May is now back. Kershaw's back, and I'm pretty sure Tony G is as well. The 26-year-old has grabbed hold of the NL lead with a 2.27 ERA, including a 1.30 mark over his past 11 starts. That is out of this world, dude. The guy is absolutely shoving on the mound. And it's not like they don't even need him to shove because the rotation's so deep, but just to have him, it's another luxury the Dodgers can afford. And next on the list is Carlos Rendon of the Giants. In fourth, after finishing fifth in the AL Cy Young race a year ago, he was a White Sox last year, Rendon could notch a top five finish in the NL voting this season. He leads MLB in FIP with 2.27 and the National League in strikeouts per nine innings with 11.8. That is almost 12 strikeouts per nine innings pitch. That's really good. While putting up a 2.84 ERA with a career high 220 strikeouts over 167 2/3 innings pitched. Okay. And lastly, yes, they better have had our boy on here, Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Gallen has joined the Cy Young conversation after compiling the 7th longest scoring inning streaks in American League National League history, a 44 1/3 inning run that began August 8th and ended September 11th. The right-hander leads the National League with a 0.92 whip, and no qualifying MLB pitcher has allowed fewer hits per 9 innings than Gallen at 5.9. And he also has set a career high in strikeouts last night with 13 and a career high in innings pitched with 8. Still managed to lose that game somehow after tossing 8 innings, no walks, like 1 or 2 hits, 1 earned run, and 13 strikeouts. The Diamondbacks still managed to lose that game. The bullpen is just awful. And that is going to be the big focal point next year. But now finishing up this, the Cy Young race right there, it's those two categories, American League, National League. I know we talked about the MVP race for National League, American League last week on my last episode. We got to talk a little bit more about Judge because what this guy's doing this year is absolutely incredible. So he's almost close to Roger Maris's record, which is 63. So he's 3 home runs away from that. And he almost has the Triple Crown. He has the possibility to win the Triple Crown, which is literally crazy. But this is an article from CBS Sports by Mike Cias. Aaron Judge eyes Triple Crown. Yankee star has AL's best batting average during historic season. Okay, so here we go. Article. By any measures, New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is enjoying a historic 2022 season. He is one away from tying Roger Maris's American League single season record of 61 homers. Excuse me, not 63, so 61. And thanks to a torrid September, Judge has now taken charge of the batting title race. The prodigious power and lofty average gives Judge a shot at the Triple Crown. Over in the National League, Cardinals first baseman Paul Goldschmidt is making his own run at the Triple Crown. And only once in history has there been a Triple Crown winner in both leagues in the same season. Hall of Famers Jimmy Fox of the Oakland A's and Chuck Kline of the Philadelphia Phillies did it both in 1933. Judge and Goldschmidt have a chance, albeit a small one, to do it this year. Here's what you need to know about Judge's Triple Crown chase as the regular season winds down. So the most recent American League Triple Crown winners, there has only been one Triple Crown winner in the last half century, and each of the last six Triple Crown winners have come from the American League. You have to go all the way back to Joe Medwick with the 1937 Cardinals for the last NL Triple Crown. Here are those last six AL Triple Crowns. Miguel Cabrera in 2012, and he had a 330 average, 44 bombs, and 139 RBIs, and he also won MVP that year. Carl Yastrzemski of the 1967 Red Sox won MVP that year, 326 average, 44 bombs, 121 RBIs. Frank Robinson of the 1966 Orioles won MVP that year, a 316 average, 49 bombs, 122 RBIs. Mickey Mantle of the 1956 Yankees won MVP that year, 353 average, 52 home runs, and 130 RBIs. And then Ted Williams was just insane. 1947 Red Sox, he was the runner-up for MVP that year. A 343 average, 32 bombs, and 114 RBIs. And Ted Williams again, 5 years prior. 1942 with the Red Sox, also the runner-up that year. 356, 36 home runs, and 137 RBIs. Okay, so those are just absolutely astounding numbers from those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players. It's pretty incredible. Okay, now looking at the batting average. As a massive human, listed at 6'7", 282, who hits a lot of home runs, Judge is often stereotyped as a lumbering all-or-nothing slugger. That is not the case. He is a gifted natural hitter who hit 287 last season and entered 2022 with a career 276 average in nearly 2,500 plate appearances. Despite his enormous strike zone, Judge hits for a solid average. Players must have 3.1 plate appearances per team game to qualify for the batting title. That's 502 plate appearances for the full 162 game season. Here is the AL batting race through September 22. So Aaron Judge in first at 316, Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox at 314, Luis Urias in third with the Twins at 313, Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox in fourth at 308, and Nate Lowe of the Texas Rangers at 307. If that average looks low for a potential batting champ, it is. Last year, Astros first baseman Yuli Gurriel won the AL batting title with a 319 average. It was the lowest average for a batting champ in either league since Justin Morneau won the NL batting title with a 319 average for the Rockies in 2014. The last AL batting champ with an average that low was Rod Carew with the 1972 Twins at 318. Okay, batting average has gradually declined in recent years, prompting MLB to limit defensive shifts beginning in 2023. Yeah, because guys only want to hit the long ball. Home runs, okay? They say you can't predict baseball, but I can safely predict Judge will win the home run title this season, of course. Not just in the AL either, in all of baseball. He holds a commanding lead. Here's the AL home run leaderboard through September 21st, no plate appearances minimum to qualify. Aaron Judge at 60, and then in second, Yordan Alvarez at 37. Mike Trout in third at 36, and Shohei Ohtani at 34. It's literally not possible. So he has that in the bag. The last player to lead baseball in home runs by as many as 14 was Jimmy Fox in 1933. He hit 48 homers that season, and Babe Ruth was a distant second with 34. Judge has a chance to do that, and then some this year. He's going to win the home run title. The only question is by how much. Judge also won the home run title with 52 as a rookie in 2017. The only active players with multiple home run titles are Cabrera, 2008 American League, and 2012 American League, Nolan Arenado, 2015 NL, 2016 NL, and 2018 NL, Albert Pujols, 2009 NL and 2010 NL, and Giancarlo Stanton, 2014 NL and 2017 NL. Dude, that is so crazy. Multiple home run titles, that is so wild. All those guys on that list are absolutely incredible. Now, runs batted in. Judge is so much more than a home run hitter. Obviously, we talked about and his average. He hits for average as well. He entered September with an incredible slash of .363, .504, .780 batting line with runners in scoring position. So he can give you that single to the opposite field when that's all you need. Not everything goes over the wall. That said, homers drive up RBI totals. Here's the AL RBI leaderboard through September 21st. No plate appearance minimum to qualify. Judge at 128. Jose Ramirez in second at 117. Kyle Tucker in third at 102. Adolis Garcia in fourth with 95. And Yordan Alvarez in fifth with 94. So Judge has a very good chance to become baseball's first 130 RBI man since JD Martinez. Had 132 with the 2018 Red Sox. Incredible year from JD. He could become the first to reach 140 RBI since Prince Fielder with the Brewers and Ryan Howard with the Phillies. Both had 141 in 2009. No AL player has had 140 RBIs in a season since Alex Rodriguez had 156 with the 2007 Yankees. Ramirez is lurking in the RBI race, though Judge has a comfortable lead at the moment. The home run title is in the bag. The Triple Crown chase will come down to whether Judge can reel in the batting title as well. Right now, he's in line to do just that, and yes, win the Triple Crown. Dude, yeah, he's just absolutely just destroying the shit out of the ball. And not even that either. It's not even just leading the Triple Crown or like leading all those categories. It's more so just what he's doing on the base path too of all the other stats. Like, I'm pretty sure he's leading MLB in so many other first place categories like slugging. Not at the MLB, maybe American League, not all of MLB, but MLB like slugging, OPS, OBP, WAR, average, home runs, RBIs, hits, just a bunch of stuff. So the guy is putting on an absolute clinic, and I seriously think he's unanimous. Yes, Ohtani, with the pitching and the hitting as well, is absolutely incredible, but what Judge is doing this year is no short of just absolutely incredible. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you all for checking in for another episode of Ballin' with Tyler Todd. I will see you on the next one. That is next Friday. Peace.